Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about job security. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do software engineers have great job security? Yes, pretty much. I mean, if you're good, if you are good just at, both at the technical level and you're good with the soft skills, if you are like a, I'm sorry to say that this is, there's not that many people who are good in both of these areas. You just have to be a mix of both. You don't have to be 50-50, but you need to be good enough so that people know that when you get your hands on the keyboard, magic happens. And they also know that if they put you into a meeting room, the customer will say yes every single time because they are just starstruck by how senior you are, and you know how to say all the buzzwords, and you actually know what they mean. So that gives credibility to you. If you can do those two things, you can do practically anything. You will get away with shit. You have no idea the stuff that you will get away with. Actually, at my last job, me and my old coworkers used to joke quite a few times about it. It was a miracle that I was not that I didn't get fired. Like, I did stuff that you have no idea. And at that point, I didn't even have the sort of seniority that I'm describing. I didn't have a fraction of that. Shit, I wish I still had. I wish I had it today, because then I can really do some stuff. And I mean, if you are worried that you will get fired as a senior software developer and you know your stuff, like, that's the thing, you need to know your stuff, you need to understand what your market value is, you need to understand what your value in the company is, and you need to understand your projected value. Like, because the thing is, it doesn't matter if you're the greatest motherfucker who ever lived at coding if nobody knows, because then you're just this person that is disposable. But when people can appreciate the value that you might be bringing, you're pretty much made of Teflon. Yeah, you might get chewed out, and that has happened for sure. Not to me, of course, to a friend of mine who is a real douchebag, but it does happen. And the thing is that it's really rare that it actually goes anywhere. If you're asking, on the other hand, about job security from the perspective of like long term, like, and so forth, you should know that just as with everything, when you get a little bit older, your job security, your market value might start dropping. And this is what I've said a few times in a few other videos, that the way that you mitigate this is to keep your skills fresh and relevant and not neglecting your soft skills. Because the thing is, the older you get, the more experienced you get as well, if you're paying attention. If you're not paying attention and you're kind of just putting your nose to the grindstone and just looking at your terminal and posting weird comments on some poor motherfucker who's just doing this for fun's videos, where you complain about the font size that he's using or the font style, instead of paying attention to the shit that matters, then you're never going to go anywhere. And you're going to get fired, because at a certain point, all the 20 or 30 somethings, they're going to catch up to you, and they're going to be able to do the job that you're doing. And most of the time, your experience isn't all that great, so that, like, the way off, like, the cost value ratio is completely off. So you need to be a little bit watchful of that thing. But if you do manage your career in a really efficient way, you will have pretty stable job security for the rest of your life. What's even more fun is that the progression prospects for you is sky high when you get to be a little bit older. When you get to the point, if you're really paying attention and you get to the point where people actually understand that, well, you're not just a software developer anymore. You're actually you're a serious senior developer who has the ability to manage projects and stakeholders and stuff like that. Then, like, the sky's the limit for you. You can go up into management and become a CTO or an architect or whatever. Like, people like you, or you can just start your own company, become a consultant. There, people will pay out the nose to buy expertise from somebody who really knows their shit. Go and do the thing that the tech talkers are doing. If you haven't noticed, the vast majority of the architects and, like, the really, really good, like, a good tech talkers, they're in their fucking 50s. Like, everybody say, there's tons of people out there on the internet who are saying that, oh yeah, I'm 50, or I'm, like, getting to be too old to be in the software game. And I kind of go, well, go and do some tech talks. Go to the GoTo conference and and cash in on all that experience, you need to get your name out there so people realize that you're not an old fart. You're actually a knowledgeable professional. If you can do that, they're going to start calling again. So what I want you to take away from this is that software engineers, yes, they have a fairly high level of job security. And I'm raising my finger now and I'm saying the good ones. The good ones do that. And these are the people who really, really pay attention when they progress and when they're progressing through their career, and they don't get tunnel vision on like arbitrary little small things, or they don't like just become code monkeys or stuff like that. You need to have relevant hard skills, technical skills, and relevant social skills. If you can combine these two things and you can keep pay attention and be involved as you progress through your career, you're going to have an enormous value, and you will not believe the shit that you can get away with when you're equally good at producing results and making sure that people know how valuable those results are. If you have these two things, you can do a lot of stuff. But I will tell you about that another time. Have a great day.